Afternoon, everyone. We don't have a quorum quite yet, but before we begin the public meeting, we just want to make a few reminders to the audience and the board. We want to recognize the current board members. We have Mayor Mark Shepherd online. We have Gary Harder and Mike Ostermiller here in the room. And again, we're waiting on a quorum. We'll start when that occurs. And then board members, as always, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. Thanks, everybody.
Are we ready to go?
He's already.
So it looks like we do have a quorum now, so I'm going to call the meeting to order. The first item on the agenda are our minutes from January 7th, 2025. Looking for a motion on the minutes.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes of January 7th.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 We have a few online, don't we, or do we not?
Mayor Shepherd's on.
Mayor Shepherd, I assume that's an aye. I don't hear you, but I assume it's an aye.
That is correct.
So, okay, I'll rule that motion passes unanimously. First item on the agenda, in fact, the only item that I can see here is the 2025-05 resolution approving the ground lease amendment between MIDA and the Utah State Armory Board of the Utah National Guard Project Area. I'm going to let Mr. Morris take that. It looks like we got mics on, so go ahead.
Thank you very much. Is it on?
It's on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate this opportunity. I know we're a little bit short on time, but this is an important step of several steps that we need to go through in order to make this project come to fruition. As a matter of background, as you recall, we created the National Guard, the Utah National Guard project area has 26 properties. One of those properties is Camp Williams. Many years ago, we created the Utah Data Center project area that still exists, and that's also at Camp Williams. And that is on federal property, and as I indicated, it still exists. This property is just behind it, of the Utah Data Center, this proposed 400 acres. And the Utah Data Center was 100% on federally owned land. This 400 acres is 100% on state-owned land. So people don't realize Camp Williams is made up of some of its federal land, some of it is state-owned land. This happens to be state-owned land. We're very excited about the opportunity we have as MIDA to participate in what people know about, which is working hard to bring a variety of energy projects to Utah, specifically nuclear. And we, as you all know, that's it's a matter of national security. It's important. It has been for years for our military installations. I worked with Hill Air Force Base a long time ago, where they were concerned about resilience, energy resilience in Utah, and having a variety of energy because it's critical for the operation of any military installation. And then, of course, you've got the nuclear, you know, submarines, and you got the aircraft carrier, and they need nuclear fuel. So for a variety of reasons, this is very important to MIDA. It's very important to the state of Utah. And so we like the fact that we get to participate. We're equally excited to have a company headquartered out of California that is looking seriously at locating in Utah and spending significant dollars, well over $1 billion plus, in the state of Utah for some aspects of nuclear energy. And it's General Matters, and they're represented here. Yontine right there. Yeah, if you have any questions, you can.
Thank you for raising your hand. I don't know if people online can see you, but you're welcome to Utah. I hope you enjoy your stay here.
And so because it is state-owned land, the first step was to get a ground lease with MIDA, so that from the state of Utah to MIDA. And as we explored where they might go, and they looked in the state of Utah, General Matters looked around in the state of Utah, and they are looking and have looked at other states also. One of the conclusions was that this would be a good location. As we worked with the governor's office, because this is obviously a National Guard facility and specifically state land, the governor personally, as well as his staff, made it clear that he would only want to entertain it if it was safe and secure. So it had to be a secure facility. Just like the Utah Data Center picked it, that's a highly secure facility on a military base. So it's a secure facility within a secure facility. So we knew we could meet the security criteria that they would need being at Camp Williams. So we want to obviously make sure it's safe. And so a lot of due diligence has gone into that and looking at it, that this would be an appropriate location. And there's still a lot of more work that needs to be done by the National Regulatory Commission and our proposed land user. So with that criteria, we had to enter into a ground lease, and there's a three-step process. So the first one was last Friday. The Utah Armory Board had to meet and grant the ground lease that you're considering right now. It's a ground lease between the state of Utah or the Armory Board and MIDA. And then after that, because of the nature of state law, it's also going to be on the Legislative Management Committee this afternoon at 4:00. So that's the third party that needs to approve it. And as I indicated, there are many steps, but this is an important first step. As you ask somebody like General Matters to say, come in at Utah, spend your due diligence money, spend the time, come in and investigate. And we equally will do that. We've got to first have, they got to know that at least initially that we have a location. So this ground lease will set up a 40-year ground lease with two 40-year options, so 120 years. And to give you perspective, the one we did on our hotel in Wasatch County, that's a 90, It's a 199-year lease. So when you ask people to spend billions of dollars on property, they want to know that they have it for a long, long time. So this is a first step. If you approve it, you'd be approving it in substantially the form that you have attached. We still have to finalize certain provisions with the state. They approved it in substantial form on Friday. The goal is to have it signed by the end of this month, but you give me authority to make tweaks as we work with the governor's office. And also it specifically mentions Mike Ostermiller, board member Ostermiller, because he is your representative to us from a staff perspective. And this is the same language we had in other resolutions. The next step and what this calls for in the ground lease was then we would go to a sublease, and the sublease would be between MIDA and the user, General Matters. We have a rough draft of that. We exchanged back and forth with General Matters what that would look like. We sent it to the state, to the governor's office, the National Guard to take a look at. That has not been approved yet. Depending on what status that is, we may have it on your June 24th meeting. We'll see, but we that's the next step. And then there's also, as they make the investment, there's going to be a third agreement, which is the tax sharing agreement. And that's probably very familiar with you. We've done those a number of times, and that's between us and the state of Utah. How do you use this money, this increment? One of the obligations of MIDA we already know is to use our resources and probably issue a bond based on what they may do at this site in order to create the 400 acres into a buildable pad. And so we have an RFP ready to go. If you approve this and the legislative management committee approves it, we're going to put out an RFP for people to companies to go look at that site and give us a proposal on what they would do to create the 400 acre pad. I want to emphasize that they have not committed yet. They cannot commit because they have to go through a regulatory process, the national process that they have to do, and there's NEPA requirements. So we still have to do that. And we will be working closely with them to make sure this site is suitable for their portion of the supply chain of uranium. You know, you got from mining all the way to the waste. This is in the middle. What they're talking about doing on this site is in the middle. But what's really exciting is they're also looking at specifically manufacturing the kind of equipment that's needed to do this sort of processing. And that also would be a significant investment in the state of Utah and good paying jobs. So we like what they're proposing. We like what they're contemplating. Again, they have not committed yet. They've got a lot of due diligence. They got regulatory hurdles. We also will be doing due diligence. We will be asking them, like we did with our other, you're familiar with this also, is ask them for a proof of funds. If they're ready to make the commitment, we're going to make a commitment. We want to know that they have the resources to be able to do what they say. And then also probably a construction guarantee, as we did in our other projects, to make sure if we take the risk and, you know, bond, that they're going to actually build what they say that they would build. So again, many steps to go, but this is a first, an important step.
Thank you for that presentation. Let's bring it back to the board. Do we have comments or action?
Mr. Chair, I think it's great to hear the updates overall. I know it's something that many of us have been interested for a long time, and I appreciate the good work that's already been done by y'all, Paul, and the entire staff, Ariane, and everybody who's involved in this project, and the broader one that we're doing for the National Guard itself. So thank you.
It's quite exciting. It's fun.
Any other comments?
Some of us have been exposed to this process ever since back during the session when it first began, and I think we're on to something really big here for the energy needs of the state of Utah and for the energy needs of not only Utah but our nation. These type of things are critical. We're moving. We're kind of evolving into a different season than we've been in the past, and certainly need to move forward on things like this. And I'm convinced that it's a wonderful project, and we should move forward on it and move as quickly as we possibly can.
Thank you. Mr. Ostermiller.
Yeah, I mean, Senator Stevenson said what I was just going to say, but to me, this is a big step towards energy independence and also furthers our military mission, we couldn't ask for a better project. So I'm super excited. This is why it's such an honor to get to be part of MITA, to work on stuff like this that has such an impact on the state. So thanks to everybody who's been involved.
That sounded like a motion, but I'm going to go back to Mr. Harder for the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we pass resolution 2025-05.
Thank you.
What you thought was a motion was a second.
That's
all.
Awesome.
Second.
There we go.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Before I place the motion, I'll just make a comment that this is a big deal, not only to Utah, but in my opinion, it's a national security issue. When we see one country have 60% of the manufacturing of critical minerals and probably 90-95% of the mining, 90-95% of the manufacturing. We need to bring manufacturing and processing of critical minerals back to America. This is a big deal. It's a big deal for Utah. It's a big deal for America. And my only comment would be that General Dynamics ought to move their headquarters to Utah. And I'll go ahead and place the motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Well, that motion passes unanimously. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Have a motion to adjourn. All in favor, and I'll just maybe announce that our next meeting's June 24th, 2025 at 9 a.m. So any discussion? Oh, no, I'll just place it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That rule that motion passes. We are adjourned.